As beloved Shunanda speaks his heart to us all, we ask our mighty I Am Presence to bless him without limit for the service he has rendered at the Cave of Light. May those thousands who have passed through that Cave of Light come now to the assistance of our beloved United States of America, and our love to the great ones becomes so great that it draws back all that is required to prevent hate again causing distress. Beloved ones of the light, again it is our great privilege to draw in and around each of you for the service you are to render in the future. The powers of the Cave of Light in India, and to make you feel the love that we pour forth constantly to assist all of those who have accepted a responsibility and whose hearts reach out to render that service to the light, which in the end is their own freedom. Try to feel, beloved ones, that whatever it seems necessary to do or is required to be done in the outer world, that you are concerned with the amount of light that you can expand by your own love, your own blessing, your own peace, and your maintained harmony. Try to feel that that which is harmonious reaches up to us as a flame, and we, seeing that around individuals, are privileged to draw the greater action of the flame around your flame, that there may come into the lower physical atmosphere of Earth that assisting power of a great sacred fire to more rapidly consume the impurities and the limitations that are so interfering with mankind's progress as they go forward. You scarcely understand from our standpoint, precious ones, what is needed under the action of the cosmic law to enable mankind to try again to rise out of these frightful conditions. Every time discord increases or impurity and limitation are allowed to generate another momentum, it slows down the entire vibratory action of the whole. And when that gets just so slow that mankind cannot drive through it any longer because of its density, then there must come those activities of the sacred fire that strike into that and shatter the momentum apart and consume as much as possible, so mankind has some opportunity to make effort to go ahead. Because when the expanding power of the light in any life stream is interfered with, well, that can only be a temporary thing. Eventually, there always comes a hand of authority from the great central sun, acting through the mighty I Am Presence of each individual, that takes command of the outer activities and sweeps aside that which has sought to interfere with a manifestation of the greater whole. So in assisting you tonight, it is that we may set aside a certain amount of the accumulation under which you usually are acting in the outer world. You sometimes feel that, and then you make more intense application. Well, it is our privilege tonight to draw a certain intensity of that fire from the Cave of Light in India that will enable you to go forward and do whatever seems necessary in the outer world without such a sense of struggle or attempted interference. We want you now to reach up with all the authority you can command and use this cosmic command in the call to the mighty I Am Presence in the great central sun, knowing always, of course, that your love goes to your presence, and it is the one that reaches forth into the great central sun and draws back to you the power that fulfills your decrees. The love in your heart that is willing to make that call and that demands that authority come into the lower physical atmosphere of Earth. That love, my dear ones, is an expansion of the will of your own mighty I Am Presence. And when you begin to use the authority of that great command in the great central sun, you have but to stand steady and keep it charging into the outer self with the positive, unyielding determination that your decree sent forth shall have instantaneous manifestation. Now, if there seems to take time in the fulfillment of your calls, take the outer self in hand as if it were a thing apart from you. And you, the Master Presence, commanding that outer self, forbid it to have any more feeling of delay or obstruction or any opinion about the fulfillment of your calls. If temporarily you have the feeling, well, that'll take a little time to accomplish, stand that thing aside and acknowledge the full authority and power of the great command in the great central sun that produces instantly everything that is called forth into outer manifestation. If you will do this, if there seems to be delay or obstruction or any kind of an appearance of lack, just immediately feel your presence. The mighty I Am Presence, come into me with the power and authority of the great command of the mighty I Am Presence in the great central sun that tolerates naught of this, and command all delay, command all feeling of acceptance of limitation, command all that seems an obstruction to stand aside and be consumed by the blue lightning of the cosmic command, and see that I go forward to immediate cosmic Christ accomplishment. Regardless of anything that you have to do from day to day in your outer activities, try to feel yourselves enfolded in our flames of love or our luminous presence. Whatever makes you feel our presence closest to you. Then after you feel yourselves wrapped in our authority, then go forward with the cosmic command of that mighty I Am Presence through your call to that presence and demand the instantaneous cosmic Christ accomplishment in everything to which you turn your attention. Because that cosmic Christ power acts instantly, precious ones. The moment the thought forms, the substance condenses, and action begins. And we want you to have that same feeling when you speak the command, by cosmic Christ command, of the mighty I Am Presence in the great central sun. You demand that power come through the outer self and bring into outer manifestation the instantaneous accomplishment that is already there, then you will soon find delay and obstruction standing aside, and you will go forward without interference. The human has so long had its own way, and this is one of the services that was rendered for the children, the beloved messenger, our precious Godfrey, when they came to the Cave of Light in India. While the outer self was being purified, the inner bodies were having removed from them the substance in the mental and the feeling world that had been the acceptance of delay or limitation, because that has been considerable all through the centuries because of the mass of mankind's accumulation. But tonight, because of the need of the nation, the cosmic law is permitting us to draw into this room and in through and around each of you more of the power from the Cave of Light in India, that your decrees may go forth with greater cosmic action to more rapid outer fulfillment. And in rendering that service to the nation, my dear ones, you, understanding what I have just said, can draw its concentrated power into your own personal affairs at the same time. Therefore, your commands that are being charged with more rapid fulfillment to the whole country will automatically carry more rapid fulfillment in your own world. And that will bring you a great sense of freedom. We want you to have this regardless of what's going on in the outer world. If you want it, you will have to turn your attention to us. And if you just, either when you're in the midst of something or before you start into it, if you begin to sense delay or discord or obstruction in any way, just for an instant, still yourselves and say, by the cosmic Christ command of the mighty I am presence of the great central sun, beloved ones, draw in and around me the power of the Cave of Light in India, and dissolve all obstruction. Just as if you reached out and drew a searchlight and turned it where you wanted it to find that which you require. It's just as simple as that. It's just as real, just as tangible, and just as natural. Because in the amount of energy you pour forth in these decrees, my dear ones, with that fierce determination that the wrong in the nation shall cease, my dear ones, there comes back to you everything we can give, because there are those who are watching constantly. Every opportunity to anchor more and more power of the sacred fire around you all for the benefit of the nation, because you are the only ones through whom we can draw this kind of power in the midst of outer world conditions. And you do not yet understand what a miracle you are in the modern world of today. Thank you, precious ones. For just a moment while you're standing, will you try to realize that the power that has made you that miracle is not only the knowledge of your presence, but the use of the violet flame. You could no more take a group of people of the outer world and put them through the vibratory action that you have generated in this room tonight, then you could do anything in the world. Even the most powerful could not stand the tension and the nervous strain and the rapid raising activity which you all go through in these degrees in this shorter time. Won't you be seated, please? People of the outer world do some very strenuous things, and the atomic structure becomes accustomed to that when you give it certain time. But you precious ones scarcely understand what it takes in the power of your higher mental bodies and those from our octave who are assisting to hold steady in and around you our flames while you go in and out of the outer world's vibratory action. When you're here, you are raised as close as possible to us. When you go to the outer world, you keep up your guard and you're making your application, but still you're passing through the slower vibratory action, which is full of discord. And to be able to hold that and night after night increase the power in this room, which every one of you have felt, is a miracle of modern times, precious ones. I'm quite sure you have felt every night the definite step up in your own attunement and the amount of power released. And again, I want to turn your attention to what the power is in the cave of light that enables this to act within you safely, even though you're still moving in the outer world. That power concentrated there, which has been held there for centuries, and my dear ones, thousands and thousands of students have passed through that cave of light in their onward progress, and those who have passed through have been cut free from their human creation. And you, sitting in the outer world, acting here, are day by day being freed more and more from your own human creation, not only by your calls to your presence and the use of the violet flame, but there is coming to your assistance from every ascended master and cosmic being who is in charge of this activity in America. There is coming daily those flames from our octave and from our various retreats that are far greater strengthening power than you understand. And many times that flows into your affairs, and something you've desired greatly to accomplish comes to its fulfillment. You see, you make the call to your presence and to us, but someone has to turn the power in there to compel the manifestation. And that is what we are privileged to do and what it is our pleasure to do. But we want you to feel that in this great service to the nation, you may individually have many of your powers increased while you're scarcely aware of it because of our attention to you and because of the power in the cave of light and in the various other retreats to which you have directed your attention and of which you've been reminded by various of the great ones. When you turn your attention to the Master Jesus and you ask for his powers, his radiation from the retreat in Arabia to come into your world, then all that is constructed within you, precious ones, is instantly strengthened and expanded and protected by his flame of love. When you ask for the powers, now mark you, the powers of the cave of light in India to come into you and assist you to the fulfillment of the divine plan, then our love immediately surrounds you. As you go forward, you feel the greater power to do what you know needs to be done. But any place where there is a focus of intense power, as in the retreats, try to remember often the power in those retreats that does these various things for individuals or in the outer world. That power is the concentration, my dear ones, of the power of our love, and it is always carried by some activity of the sacred fire. And therefore, when you turn your attention to us, our love immediately enfolds you, and then the flame begins to intensify its action through the atomic structure and through your affairs, and you find that you are making what you call progress. But you do not always understand where that comes from. You're quite conscious sometimes when you're accomplishing something that you're making progress. You're accomplishing it satisfactorily. And you like that, and you always get a sense of satisfaction, don't you? And you think that's yourself. But not always so. Whatever effort you make, precious ones, to the accomplishment of anything constructive, if you're going to accomplish it, you must be enfolded in our love, and the sacred fire must come into action if there is to be any expansion take place. So when you feel that you have accomplished something, just with that great humility and great devotion and gratitude, thank the presence, that your presence and the love and the sacred fire from those who have guarded you through the centuries has come to you, and you have become that flame in outer action because of your accomplishment. It is the flame that expands all good, precious ones. And that flame only acts when love is already focused and has offered the cup into which that flame can be drawn to produce what you require in outer action. You take the Royal Teton, and the love that is focused there is in that unfed flame. It is within the entire retreat. You take the powers that the mighty Saint Germain has drawn in his retreat in the Cave of Symbols. Those powers, my dear ones, are the condensation of his love. All the manifestations that have taken place there are his flame of love governing and giving its perfection. The same thing is true in any retreat in the world. Try always to remember that whatever seems to you to be power of a transcendent nature, whether it be directed by an ascended master or a cosmic being or the angelic host, try to get your mind accustomed to remembering this, that when a great power is drawn, then love somewhere concentrated it, love directed it, and love must hold it, protected, if it is to fulfill the divine plan and produce manifestations in this world that are to become permanent. So when you accomplish something, whether it's mentally or physically, makes really very little difference. If you feel accomplishment, stop a moment and thank the presence that has been done by its love and our love held around that while you kept still long enough for that to come through. You just stopped doing this. You stood aside for a while till we can show you what our love united with your love can produce in the physical world. So even in the simplest things, precious ones, try to realize that all the energy you use, the substance you use, the very breath you use, the intelligence you use, when it is all resolved back into the life of the great central sun, it is all love. Because whatever is manifested into action must be manifested by the fire element. And that fire element is the love of the life in the great central sun. I mean that immortal love that ever expands beauty and perfection and blessing and joy to all creation. So in whatever you do, if you will begin to qualify it with the immortal love of the sacred fire, then everything you do will carry a happiness that you've never known. By just the pleasure of drawing the power and seeing it act makes you a part of us. And the more you use it, the more happiness you have in your world. But that can only come by your command and love to the sacred fire. You have been using for some months now the expression, the sacred love of the sacred fire. Well, if you understood what the beloved Kuan Yin said last night, and what the mighty Saint Germain said, in the sending of your love to your presence or to the great central sun, and you see that is the unfed flame that reaches up to the unfed flame in your presence or the central sun. The moment the small flame of your life stream or the outer self reaches up and touches the unfed flame in the heart of your presence, immediately your heart's flame has expanded. And when it reaches again through love to the great central sun, it expands again. Then when it brings that blessing back to you, it is greater than when you sent it forth. And that is the way your unfed flame of your own life expands. And we do not call it growth. Many channels say you have to grow. We know better. All you have to do is let that unfed flame expand. And it can only expand as you send it forth to that which is greater than itself. And there it receives another charge of the sacred fire that makes it larger. It's a matter, my dear ones, of attention, pure and simple. Because when your love goes there, your energy goes there. And the moment your presence is conscious that you are loving it, its love too expands. And it sheds that down upon you and it sheds it up to the great central sun. It rises, rather, to the great central sun and it sheds it down over you and your world. So the moment your love comes to your presence or to us, there comes a wave of greater love into the physical octave of Earth. Even just one moment's love to your presence, still it draws into this physical world more love to offset the discord of human creation. So you see how great is the blessing. Just your very attention to your presence is a blessing to the world. The moment you send love to your presence, the presence sends love to you, and therefore, one wave of love to your presence as that presence love has come back to you, has made you a greater blessing in this world. And may I say to you, sometimes, in fact, most of the time, that the love from the presence comes back to you, it contains at least 1,000 times more energy than that which you sent up. So the moment you love your presence, you have become the outpouring of 1,000 times more love to the world. And it's as mechanical as anything in the physical octave. Just your love to your presence alone draws harmony into this world. And now you see why mankind could not get free until they understood where that mighty I Am presence is, and understood that they should pour the love there. And only by the actual experience of doing it will they begin to feel and know in the outer self what that love contains, what it can do for the outer self, and what it can do for the world. And that is why we have said so often in the student body, every wave of discord that comes into the outer self of one who knows this law robs the world of that wave of love from the presence that would have flooded to the world 1,000 times more love the next moment if the discord had not come in. You see how tragic is discord. How very tragic is a feeling of unkindness to anybody when by one wave of love to your presence would flood your world with 1,000 times more love than you would require that day to produce the perfection that you want in your outer self to bring happiness and harmony and victorious accomplishment. There's nothing will ever take the place of that love, precious ones. It can't be done. It is the one supreme scepter of power and the one great remedy of all on this earth. And it is so free to use that mankind have refused it. And hence, they are starving in the darkness of their own discord. Discord is poverty, because discord lacks love. And that which is without love is poverty indeed. So tonight, precious ones, I want to thank you in the name of the entire ascended host for the love you have sent to your presence, to the messenger, and to each other. The kindness. We want that to become a flame in the physical octave of this nation that will ramify out and be like new life to those who want the God presence of life to be the governing authority, but who know not how to bring it about. So your love is very valuable tonight. Your love is far more important to the nation than you can possibly understand this hour. But just go on and pour it out. Pour it to your presence. Pour it to us. Pour it to the powers of nature. Pour it to the universe, that there may come back flood after flood of thousands of times more love into this world, because you have passed this way. Oh, you have no idea what you can do with that. One wave of love to your presence may mean the entire salvaging of the nation. It may mean the entire protection of your city. Now, it Might not seem so to you, but who can tell me what the last ounce of energy is that is required to stand against a destructive force that is being driven against the city, a city, or the nation, or in any particular activity within your borders. When your love comes up to us, on the presence, or we send back our love into your octave, many times that flame surges like that. I'm the great ones, greater than I, by far, can direct that like the tributary of a river to a point where you did not even know there was need. I'm that which was evil never comes into manifestation. And that's why this is so valuable. This is a power we can use in secret, because the sinister force, when the flame bursts and cuts its way through, does not always know who was responsible for releasing it. So long as we have it in charge, no one knows where it came from but us. And that is well if you knew the sinister force as I do. That's part of the cloak of invisibility also, if you should choose to use it. The flame of our love, dear hearts, can become a tangible garment of invisibility about you, and no unascended vibration can be any authority over that. You might be able to see out, but others could not see in. We can do that, but it is the command of our love to the sacred fire that makes it act in that way. So you are not without friends. You are not without assistance. And may I say, you are never alone. Our precious ones, one more secret, and then I shall be on my way. Precious ones, were you to make this call, mighty I Am Presence, and then to whatever assisting master you desire, wrap me in your flame of love and make me invisible to all but perfection. You would have tremendous experiences, not only of perfection, but of protection, many, many, many times. Make and keep me invisible to all but perfection. Then you could not become a target of destructive forces who were able to see you. If they couldn't see you, they couldn't do much about it, could they? Not when our love was the power to keep you invisible. Won't you be seated, please? This is an added guard for all of you precious ones, if you care to use it. And it won't do any harm to use it. And I think you would feel a great sense of security, because you wouldn't be feeling that this person or that person was working against you. You know, the old malpractice idea. Well, a lot of that's self-hypnosis. But even that, if you felt our love around you, and may I say this, if you send your call to us and it comes on the wings of love to wrap you in our flame that keeps you invisible to all but perfection, if you do that, we not only shall be aware of where our flames are producing that effect, but we shall also become aware that if there is something directed at you that is not of perfection, we, by our love, cut the lines of force around it, and you could not feel its pressure. We're very practical, and I might say, in this particular gift, we are very powerful. Our love alone can do many things that the sinister force never heard about. And we're some of them. Of the many things that they cannot reach. We are many beings, rather, that they cannot reach. And oh, I want you so much to feel that sense of security as you are wrapped in our love. And may I say this? If you make that call, be still a moment, and you will feel the thrill of our energy coming in and around you. And when you feel that, know also that the outer vibratory action of that has already come into existence to make you invisible to all but perfection. The moment you feel our love inside, the outer radiance of that has already become the vibratory action that keeps you invisible to all but perfection. And that can govern sound just as well as sight. Then you can be in the world but not of it. Then you can do many things that will be quite amusing, but I would not brag about them and I would not tell them if they occur to you. You know the mighty Saint Germain. In the Middle Ages, when five governments had men out to arrest him because of his assistance to their financial situation, he rubbed shoulders with the very people sent out to arrest him. And he said they were plenty sensitive enough to have seen him, and some of them felt him. They felt certain things, but they didn't know it was him. And I might say to you, you might not be able to do that by yourselves yet. But if you make this call for our cloak, our love to be your cloak of invisibility, to all that is not perfection, well then leave the manifestations to us, won't you? Because we might make you invisible sometimes to that which has no right to come near you. And you would be wholly unconscious that it was even around you. I mean the danger. If you feel our love, just ask that that be your cloak of invisibility to all that is not perfection. And you will find a very great sense of security, of power, and of protection taking you forward on wings of love, and that love is our master authority everywhere in the universe. And we can give you the use of that before you have become its mastery or its flame yourselves. So our gift is valuable. In fact, it is invaluable so far as any outer world balance can be made. When you know that the flame of our love wrapped around you, makes you invisible to all but perfection. And you begin to feel that sense of security. Then when your love goes forth to your presence, and it chooses to flood that love everywhere, we can take you many places that otherwise you could not go, because you would be held in such love from your presence and from us that you could render tremendous service just by your radiation, and you would not be interrupted in your constructive efforts to produce something that must come forth to bless all. So as we move forward, I trust you will enjoy using the love I have offered and the power from the Cave of Light in India to more quickly perfect the outer self. And that, again, is the flame of love that renders a service which you cannot render for yourselves and can clothe you in a power which as yet you have not drawn into outer use. So it should bring you great joy to experiment with some of our powers and feel our greater love and have the security of our love even in the midst of your daily work. May your future use of this which I have given tonight bring you boundless joy and make you so powerful in the outer world that wherever you pass by, if you so command it, our flame of love shall take up its residence wherever you move, and hate can never come that way again. You see, I had a motive in giving this to you tonight. Israel. It's tangible, it's all-powerful, it's free as the air you breathe, and I trust as you experiment with it and you allow or acknowledge that it is taking up its residence wherever you abide, that your world will soon become its dazzling presence, and then problems will have become only a memory. And we'll not even let the memory last too long. May we welcome you tonight into that flame that gives you such joy and such protection that you can go forward even in the outer world's chaos and accomplish that which to the outer world seems miracles. So as we leave you tonight, enfolded in the love from the Cave of Light in India, try to feel that that love is the cloak of invisibility that shuts out all but perfection. And may you enjoy that perfection to your heart's content until you meet us in the Ascended Master's octave for eternity. Thank you with all my heart's love. And may my cloak of invisibility and the power it can confer bring you immortal joy. Beloved Sananda and precious Shara, thank you for your enfolding love tonight and the power from the Cave of Light in India. May we feel the security of your love and go forward to give that love that is the greatest assistance possible to you and to beloved Saint Germain and to all who guard America's destiny. To the brothers of the golden robe, the diamond heart, the blue flame, the white robe, and the indigo cape, we ask thy enfolding radiance to all under this radiation. Watch thou between each of us while we're absent one from another. Glorify us quickly. that limitless outpouring of such invincible love from the heart of creation that wherever we move, it becomes that enfolding presence through which naught can pass but perfection. Beloved Daddy, in the words of the benediction, clothe us in the mightiest love at your command and keep us invisible to all unlike thy perfection. Thank you, precious Daddy. Thank you, mighty beings of light who have loved us so long. Now may our love return to our presence and to you, fulfill the requirements of the divine law, and move us forward to victory without limit forever. To the seven mighty Eduim, the seven mighty Kamaros, the seven mighty Chohans, the seven great archangels, we ask you to clothe all under this radiation with the sevenfold flame of the seven mighty Eduim, and to so seal us within that, that it is at all times our cloak of invisibility to all that is not perfection. And do thou, beloved Arcturus, compel the unfed flame in our hearts to expand and become one with the sevenfold flame of thou, and cutting us free from all connection with the discord of the outer world, let us move in the world, but not of it, and pouring into its distress whatever powers from the ascent of Master's octave are necessary to annihilate the human, take us forward and blaze the imperishable victory of all that is divine, and see we give no quarter to anything but that perfection forever. Thank you, precious ones. Thank you, precious ones. We add to that all we are and have or ever hope to be or have, and raise it all to our beloved mighty I Am Presence and all the great ones, asking them to accept it, amplified without limit, qualified with whatever will give the one mighty stroke of that world enfolding flame that moves into outer action and shuts off all that is not the perfection of the fulfillment of the divine plan as life intends. And to all who govern the cosmic crystal cup, flood forth everything it contains into the hands and use of those under this radiation, expanded in worldwide victory to the annihilation of all poverty, all war, all impurity, all that is not of the light, and make those under this radiation the custodians of the wealth of the world, to command and to compel all on this earth, raised, purified, illumined, and used in the service of the light for the ascension of all, as soon as possible, according to the wisdom of the great divine plan. And to this end, do we continue in action, side by side, with our beloved Saint Germain and all the great ones, till the great beings say to them, well done, and the victory of the ages compels mankind to be free forever. As we return these physical flames to the great central sun from whence they came, we ask them to be our messengers and convey to the heart center of creation our heart's call for all the light, all the help, all the power, all the blessings, all the dispensations, and all the immortal love required of that sacred fire to bring into outer action the fulfillment of everything required to set America free and through America the world, until the ascended master's divine plan fulfilled their way comes into outer action and is the governing authority, and the cosmic law takes its dominion forever.